KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 56 degrees in Atlantic. We look for periods of showers and thunderstorms today. A high of 65. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In local news, fees for some of the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department programs will increase this year, while others will remain unchanged. The Parks and Rec Board Monday voted to raise the price of sponsorships for the men's slow-pitch softball teams from $300 to $300. It is from $150. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring said the fee is more in line with what other communities of similar size are charging, and it helps to cover the cost of a 2x3-foot weather-resistant sponsor banner, which will be hung from the outfield fence, new fencing, and new surfacing on the infield.
And they can go sell that however they want. The teams can go ask a sponsor for $150. If they have 15 players on their roster, they can ask them for $10 a piece and pay the balance, you know, the $300, and only charge the, you know, the sponsor. I don't really care, but they have to have a sponsor.
The cost of the banner is a one-time fee, which also pays for the service of an umpire for all three games on each night. The season runs from June 1st to August 12th, three nights per week with three games per night. The fee for joining the swim team has been bumped up from $20 to $25 for each participant. That was discussed at last month's meeting. The team will be in action from June 1st to July 15th. Herring said the swimming pool at Sunnyside Park will be open May the 23rd through September the 3rd. Admission fees are unchanged from last year, those being $4 for those 3 years of age and older. Children under the age of two will be admitted for free. Season passes are also unchanged from last year and will run $105 for a family and $70 for a single adult season pass.
Family is defined as all immediate family members residing at the same street address. This includes children of divorced parents who have joint custody, stepchildren, and foster children, babysitters, cousins, aunts, uncles, grandparents, and ex-spouses are not considered immediate family members unless they appear as a dependent on the applicant's income tax return.
Herring says each person will receive a laminated picture ID, which must be presented on the day they plan to swim. Daycare providers will be offered a punch card for $4 per day. A 15 punch card will cost $50, which is a discount of $10.
So a daycare provider could use that punch card, and then the parents can pay them, basically, and they get charged that to bring their kids swimming, and they can work off of that punch card. That includes the daycare provider.
In the event of inclement weather, the passes will be honored at the Nishna Valley YMCA for use at their indoor pool. In other business, Roger Herring said Monday that the skate park will be open for use in about 6 weeks, and he says skateboard enthusiasts will be able to enjoy a refurbished half pipe once it's completed.
The cost of that will be around between $5,000 and $7,000 for resurfacing that, and something that wasn't done originally, and that was closing the ends of that in, which make it look pretty rickety as it is. It also catches litter, catches leaves, and catches lots of moisture that goes in underneath it. We will be enclosing that as well and putting some vents on the side of that so it will dry out when you know, humidity's high and moisture does get in there.
Herring says if enough money is left over, a couple of other smaller pieces of skateboard equipment, such as a ramp, a wedge, and a kicker, might be purchased to add to the attraction. News time is 8:03.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Trane dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, the Fremont County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that two people were arrested Friday in connection with the thefts of tractor weights and batteries from numerous pieces of farm equipment in Fremont County and in Northwest Missouri. 23-year-old Joshua Robert Dazovich and his future mother-in-law, 42-year-old Rhonda K. Corbett, both of Council Bluffs, face charges of conspiracy, trespassing, and possession of burglary tools. Each faces 15 counts of burglary, 18 counts of theft, and 8 counts of criminal mischief. Sheriff's officials say Dazovich and Corbett allegedly broke into at least 14 different empty farmhouses and machine sheds. The pair allegedly stole copper from air conditioning units and furnaces, propane tanks, and other items. Some of the stolen tractor weights were recovered at Alter's Salvage in Council Bluffs. The couple was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $5,000 cash bond each. The Atchison County, Missouri Sheriff's Office also has requested a hold on both suspects. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office said also yesterday that they're looking for the owner of a large amount of commercial telephone cable. The cable was recovered March 11th by sheriff's deputies with the assistance of the Tabor Police Department. Anyone with information as to the owner of the cable is asked to call the Fremont County Sheriff's Department at 800-432-9240. Also, Corey Ware of Thurman was arrested March 11th in Fremont County on felony charges of domestic assault and burglary. The burglary charge, they said, was not related to the discovery of the telephone cable. Ware was being held in the Fremont County Jail on a $6,000 bond. An Iowa man has been sentenced to 6 months in prison on federal charges over tax returns for his Nebraska-based business. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Omaha said Monday that Patrick Bohall of Sioux City was sentenced after previously pleading guilty to filing a false tax return in 2003 and admitting he failed to file a tax return for 2004 to 2006. Bohall owns Legacy Financial Services in South Sioux City. Prosecutors say by filing a false return and failing to file subsequent returns, he avoided a tax due and owes nearly $288,000. Prosecutors say Bohall must pay restitution in that amount. He remains liable for interest and penalties as well that may be assessed by the IRS in a civil action. And officials of the Trevor Frederickson Memorial Foundation said yesterday that applications for the third annual Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund scholarships are now being accepted through April the 15th. Criteria for selection requires a GPA of 2.5 or above, plans to attend a vocational or four-year college, and participation in extracurricular activities, volunteer work, or employment. Two $750 scholarships will be awarded to graduating Atlantic High School seniors during class night on May the 2nd. The applications are available online as well at www.atlanticiaschools.org. The Iowa Department of Transportation reports asphalt resurfacing and bridge construction work on northbound Interstate 29 north of Iowa Highway 2 in southwest Iowa will require shifting traffic to one lane in each direction of the southbound lanes at two locations beginning on Monday, April 2nd, weather permitting. The asphalt resurfacing project is between Iowa Highway 2 or Exit 10 and Fremont County Road J34 near Percival. The bridge construction work is between Fremont County Road J24 near Thurman and Fremont County Road J10 near Bartlett. A 16-foot width lane restriction will be in place. The $6.9 million resurfacing and $1.2 million bridge projects are expected to be completed by late summer. Elsewhere in state news, the Toro Company has selected a key interstate intersection in Ankeny for its new distribution center in Iowa. The 450,000-square-foot warehouse would bring 20 jobs to the Des Moines suburb. Toro spokesman Brandon Happel said the location of the intersection of Interstates 80 and 35 was key to Toro's decision. The center would be the main distribution center for Toro products made in Windom, Minnesota and Beatrice, Nebraska. Distribution facilities in Beatrice and in Lakeville, Minnesota would eventually close. The Ankeny City Council is considering a development deal with Toro and construction firm Ryan Construction that would give the companies 10 years worth of tax increment financing or TIF rebates. Toro would lease the center from Ryan, which would build and own the center. The Ankeny public hearing is set for April the 2nd. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Mitt Romney expects to tighten his grasp on the Republican presidential nomination in today's primary in Illinois. Polls had Romney and rival Rick Santorum in a statistical tie a week ago, and now Romney's popularity in Illinois is surging. The Justice Department says it'll investigate the fatal shooting in Florida of a 17-year-old unarmed black teen by a neighborhood watch captain. George Zimmerman says he shot 17-year-old Trevon Martin last month in self-defense during a confrontation. His family says he's not a racist. House Republicans have unveiled a budget blueprint that combines cuts to safety net programs for the poor with sharply lower tax rates. The programs would include Medicaid, food stamps, and Pell Grants, some of the items President Obama has promised to protect. And Russia says it's ready to support a United Nations resolution endorsing Kofi Annan's plan for settling the Syrian crisis. But Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warns that the resolution shouldn't turn into an ultimatum to the Syrian government. Annan, the former United Nations Secretary General, met twice with Syrian President Bashar Assad earlier this month and made proposals to end the bloodshed, but they haven't been made public. News time is 8:10.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing, Heating, and Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
In the funeral announcements, 86-year-old Shirley Quirk of Papillion, Nebraska, died Friday. Memorial services for Shirley Quirk will be today at 11 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ, the Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Avoca, in charge of arrangements. Marlon Cohorst, age 54, of Arcadia, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Marlon Cohorst will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. John Catholic Church in Arcadia. Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll has arrangements. Ruby Olson, age 85, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Ruby Olson will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Lester Jorgensen, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Lester Jorgensen will be this Friday at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Carl Byland, age 82, of Avoca, died Sunday in Omaha. Funeral services for Carl Byland will be Friday at 10:30 at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ronald Lee Jacobson, age 73, of Harlan, died February 20th in Harlingen, Texas. Funeral services for Ronald Jacobson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lynn Dale Junk, age 61, of Council Bluffs, died February 21st. Memorial services for Lynn Dale Junk will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. And Gaylord Harris, age 83, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Greenfield Manor. No services are planned at this time for Gaylord Harris. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is assisting the family with the arrangements. Our news brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.